Listening Library presents The Mysterious Island, The Secrets of Droon, Book 3, by Tony Abbott. Read by Oliver Wyman.
Chapter 1. The Storm. Lightning crackled and flashed outside the windows of Eric Hinkle's basement, but he and his friend Julie could only look at the soccer ball in the corner.
Boom!
The thunder 2 seconds later told them the storm was only a couple of miles away.
Neil is going to freak out when he sees, said Eric.
Neil was Eric and Julie's friend. Julie stared over his shoulder.
I'm freaking out already, she said. Let's call him. His eyes will bug out. He's got to see this, now.
The two friends ran up the basement stairs to the kitchen. Eric picked up the telephone and punched in Neil's number. Another flash of lightning made the phone crackle in his ear.
Hello, Neil?
Eric said when his friend answered.
You've got to come over right away. Are you kidding? There's going to be a humongous storm in 5 minutes, Neil replied. Besides, I'm getting ready to eat. It's lunchtime.
It's always lunchtime for you, Eric said.
Forget food, Neil. This is important.
Neil sighed.
It'd better be for me to pass up one of my mom's tuna fish sandwiches. I'm coming.
After Neil hung up, Eric and Julie glanced out the window. The sky was getting very dark. Eric began to smile.
Good day to hang out in my basement.
You mean hang out in Droon, Julie added.
Eric chuckled.
Of course that's what I mean.
In Eric's basement, there was an entrance to another world. A world that Eric, Julie, and Neil kept secret. The mysterious and magical world of Droon. Droon was a place where a good wizard called Galen Longbeard and a young princess named Kia battled a very evil sorcerer by the name of Lord Spar. Droon had all kinds of strange creatures, too. Galen's assistant, Max, was a spider troll, half spider, half troll. He could climb up anything and spin sticky webs with his 8 long legs. And then there were the Nins. They were Lord Spar's nasty, red-faced warriors who flew around on big lizards known as Groggles. And a witch named Demeter. And boom-ba-boom! The sky flashed outside, and thunder boomed just as the back door opened.
Yikes! Neil charged into the kitchen. I think that storm followed me.
Eric opened the basement door.
No time for talk. Everybody downstairs.
The moment they got to the bottom of the stairs, the basement flashed white, and
ba-boom!
The walls rumbled, and splish! Rain splashed hard against the house.
Hello, storm, Julie said. All right, said Neil, stepping into the basement. What is more important than tuna fish sandwiches?
That. Eric pointed to a corner of the basement. The soccer ball, Julie's soccer ball, was sitting on the workbench. Actually, it was sitting above the workbench. It was floating in the air.
Whoa! Neil gasped. I repeat, whoa!
Not only that, Eric said.
You remember the first time we went to Droon and the soccer ball came with us and then it did that magical thing when we came back? Well, Julie and I were looking at it before and...
Shh, Julie whispered.
It's doing it again.
By the glow of the ceiling light, they watched the ball begin to change. The black and white patches moved slowly across the surface of the ball. The patches became the shapes of countries, and the ball itself became a globe of another world. The world of Droon.
It means we need to go, Julie said, looking at her two friends.
What else could it mean?
Last time, our dreams told us to go to Droon, Eric said.
But this is different. I think it's a sign from Kia.
Neil took a deep breath.
What if something bad is happening? What if Lord Spar is, like, attacking Kia or Galen?
The room flashed white. The light bulb in the ceiling flickered and dimmed.
There's only one way to find out, Eric said.
Doom-da-doom!
Thunder exploded overhead.
Hurry before the power goes, Julie added.
Eric felt his heart race as they went to the closet under the steps. Just like the other times, he pulled the door open and turned on the light. They entered the small room.
Where are we going this time? Eric wondered.
So far, the stairs had never taken them to the same place twice, and the stairway always faded and reappeared in a new part of Droon. That was just one of the secrets of Droon. Julie shut the door behind them. Neil flicked off the light. The room was dark for an instant. Then it wasn't.
Whoosh!
The floor vanished, and a long flight of colored stairs shimmered into place.
I love that, said Eric.
A sudden cold wind blew into their faces.
Whoa,
Julie said.
Hold on to the railing.
Hold your nose,
Neil said.
I smell fish.
Seawater, said Eric. The stairs are over an ocean or something. Maybe we should go back.
But even as he said that, it was too late.
Sloosh!
A huge wave of icy water splashed across the stairs. Eric's feet slipped out from under him.
Help!
He clutched for the railing. He missed.
Eric!
Julie grasped his hand, but another wave followed the first. Eric slid off the stairs, pulling Julie with him. She grabbed for something to hold on to.
That's my foot!
Neil yelled. Neil slipped down, too.
Splish! Splash! Sploosh!
The three friends hit the water hard.
Neil! Julie!
Eric cried. Tall waves leaped and crashed around him.
I'm here!
Julie shouted, gulping for air.
Something's coming!
Neil yelled. A dark shape plowed across the waves. It was the bow of a giant ship.
Watch out for us!
Eric shouted. But the ship charged toward them, faster and faster. Chapter 2. Wings Over Water. Suddenly, the ship slowed.
Down sail! Boomed a deep voice above them. Circle around! Drop a rope!
Splash! A thick rope slapped the surface of the water. Eric, Neil, and Julie grabbed hold of the rope and climbed up. The ship was huge, with red and yellow sails and blue wings that swept to the back. As he climbed, Eric read the golden letters on the ship's side.
The Jaffa Wind. Jaffa City is where Princess Kia lives. This must be her boat.
A strong hand reached down and helped them aboard.
Our friends from the upper world, said a man in a long blue robe, smiling at them.
It was Galen Longbeard, first wizard of Droon.
You have come to us again, he said, and again we can offer you nothing but danger.
We had to come, Julie said. The soccer ball turned into a globe of Droon. Did Kia do that?
Eric, Julie, Neil,
cried Princess Kia, running over.
You got my message. The magic must be working. I'm so happy to see you.
She gave them all big hugs, even though they were soaking wet.
How can anyone be happy with that thing on board? Snapped Max.
The spider troll's orange hair stood on end as he pointed to a small gold chest on the deck.
Whoa, Neil said. The Red Eye of Dawn is in there.
The Red Eye of Dawn was a jewel of amazing power. Neil, Eric, and Julie had helped Kia steal it from Lord Sp-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?